Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Safety Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Safety Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shade that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate Shave Cream fan.
The 499th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legend, some hearsay, but also interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening. Our guest tonight is the lovely motion picture star, Ida Lupino. But before you meet Ida Lupino in person, here is real one. Letter from Joyce. A letter from a lady who wants her man's face to be smooth. Men, when you shave, is your face smooth or is it sore and tender? Does your beard feel pulled and stubbly? If you're looking for real shaving ease and comfort, give this Colgate proposition a go. There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Immediately you'll see the difference Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream makes. Your beard is off, close, clean, and smooth, and your face feels fine. Here's why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy heavy creams. No matting down, no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless, but cut through clean and smooth.
That light, fine texture of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream really solves both tough beard and tender skin problems. Lets the razor mow down your whiskers the first time over. Leaves your face soft, supple, refreshed. Hundreds of top-notch sports stars now use and swear by Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. Try it yourself. After 1 week, if you're not convinced Colgate Brushless is everything you ever wanted in a shave, just mail the cartons out from a large or giant-sized tube or jar back to me, Bill Stern, Kara Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And Colgate will see that you get your dollar back. Fair enough? There's $1 cash, says Colgate Brushless, wins you in a flash. Reel 2, profile of an athlete. This is the story of an athlete, a great athlete. But wait a minute. When I say great athlete, I'm getting ahead of my story. This is the story of a youngster who began pretty much as all athletes do. Yet at a very early age, this youngster gave promise of becoming one of the nation's top tennis players, a great golfer, an excellent swimmer. For it was in swimming that this youngster really was great. So great that everyone thought the young star would soon be a champion. However, there was 1 week in the life of this young sports star that can never be forgotten. For in this 1 week, the youngster did go on to win a famous tennis championship, a major golf tournament, and a big swimming race, all within 7 days. Certainly no other sports star seemed headed for greater honors than did this young athlete, until one day this great career almost came to an end. On this day, this young sports star was taken into a hospital. In that hospital, a nurse entered the room, and she said,
"My friend, I know you've always prided yourself on your sportsmanship. Well, now is the time to show what a good sport you can be. The doctor will be here in a moment. I'm afraid he has bad news for you. Come in, doctor."
"Well, sport, I hate to tell you this, but your athletic career is finished. You've got infantile paralysis."
The youngster was grief-stricken. Day after day, he lay in that hospital bed, gazing up at the ceiling. But one day, somebody knocked at the door, and a big, tall, tough-looking man walked into the room. A man who walked up to the youngster's bed and said,
"Hello there, kid. You don't know me. My name's Jack Bloomfield. I'm a prize fighter. Kid, I read in the paper where your athletic career is over. Don't you believe it? Doctors once told me the same thing. They were wrong. If I can do it, so can you."
From that moment on, that youngster began to get well. The child never was to forget that prize fighter, Jack Bloomfield, who'd been his inspiration. As a matter of fact, the first thing that the youngster did after leaving the hospital was to go out and see Jack Bloomfield fight. And so it was that a strange friendship began between these two, the youngster and the prize fighter. Wherever Jack Bloomfield went, you'd also see the youngster. The two became inseparable, and that's why one day the youngster said to the prize fighter,
"Jack, once you gave me some advice, now I want to give you some. I want you to give up sports. No one with your talent should be a prize fighter."
Rough, tough old Jack Bloomfield listened quietly for a moment. Then he replied,
"All right, kid, here's what I'll do. I'll quit fighting if you'll give up sports, too."
So that youngster and that prize fighter made a bargain. Each would give up sports because the other had asked him to. Jack Bloomfield was the first to give up sports. He gave up boxing. And within 1 year, in London, England, this man who'd been a rough, tough British boxing champion had become the leading British ladies' dress designer. It was Jack Bloomfield, this former rough, tough prize fighter, designed the beautiful dresses worn by the royal family. But what about that youngster? The youngster who made Jack Bloomfield give up fighting and in return had also promised to give up sports. Well, that youngster also became famous. Famous as a musical composer. In fact, this youngster became so famous as a composer that a piece of music written by this youngster was played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. Wait a minute, there's more to the story of this youngster whose life was saved by a prize fighter, and who in turn turned that rough, tough prize fighter into London's loveliest dress designer. Today, that youngster's not famous as a musical composer, but he is famous now as a great motion picture star. For you see, that youngster is today the famous movie star, Ida Lupino. And here she is speaking in person, Miss Ida Lupino.
Thank you, Bill, for that introduction of me as a star. Right now, however, I'm a motion picture producer. I've just finished producing a picture called Not Wanted, which will be released throughout the country in June. And I'm starting a new picture called Never Fear. This picture is about infantile paralysis. I should know how dreadful infantile paralysis can be. But as you said, Bill, I had it. But paralysis in sports are not strangers. For instance, George Kell, the third baseman of the Washington Senators, had infantile paralysis, as did our Olympic swimming champion, Nancy Murky Lee. But speaking of overcoming physical handicaps, as these people did to become a champion, Bill, a moment ago, you told the story of how I pleaded with a boxer to stop fighting. Well, do you know that scene was repeated here in America not so long ago when a girl said to a boy,
I know you've been a champion wrestler, and now you want to be a boxer, but I tell you, don't do it.
That boy did take that girl's advice. He did not become a fighter. Instead, he became a movie actor. Yet it's strange that this boy, who was advised to turn down a career as a fighter, should make his first movie success playing the part of a fighter. For the boy I'm talking about is now the sensation of the nation, playing the part of the fighter in a great picture called The Champion. His name is Kirk Douglas. But maybe you'd be interested in also knowing who that girl was who advised Kirk Douglas to turn from fighting to acting. Her name is Lauren Bacall.
Thank you so much. Good luck and good night, Ida Lupino. I'll be back in just a moment with another amazing story about another fighter. But first, here's Reel 3 and Arthur Gary.
Don't forget, there's $1 cash says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Colgate offers this wonderful proposition because Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream really wilts tough whiskers, leaves tender skin truly comfortable. You get a shave that is a shave. Slick and smooth and easy. Bill Stern, tell him why.
Because it's light and fine textured, Colgate Brushless completely surrounds, softens, and supports each bristle better than greasy, heavy creams. There's no matting down. There's no clogging. Your razor doesn't skid or skip when you use Colgate Brushless. Instead, it cuts through clean and smooth.
Try Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream. See how that light, fine texture smooth and slickens your shave. How it comforts and protects your skin.
Get a large or giant-sized tube or jar of Colgate Brushless Shaving Cream tomorrow. If you're not completely sold after 1 week that it gives you smooth, cool, comfortable shaves, Colgate will send you $1. Just mail the carton top back to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. Remember, there's $1 cash. Says Colgate Brushless wins you in a flash. Reel 4. Portrait. Of a paradox. This is the story of a boy. His name is... but wait a minute. I can't tell you his name. When I finish the story, you'll know why I can't tell you this boy's name. In order for you to properly understand this incredible story, we must go back about 20 years. We must go back to a scene that begins in a dirty little candy store on the south side of Chicago. One one day, about 20 years ago, the owner of that little candy store was standing behind the counter. The door suddenly burst open, and the owner saw a rough, tough-looking youngster walk into his store. The kid walked up to the candy counter, and he snarled.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Give me some candy.
No, no. That the boy reached over the counter, and he grabbed the old man by the throat. Up to the old man's collar. He slapped him across the face. For a moment, the boy glared across the counter at the old man, who backed away in fright. Then, without warning, the boy jumped over the counter, and he knocked the old man down. When the owner of that candy store had recovered his senses, he immediately went to the police station to try and identify the boy who'd just beaten him up. The boy, however, was unknown to the police. So the owner went back to his store. He stayed there until some weeks later, when a man walked into the candy store and said,
"Mister, do me a favor, will you? We got a series of boxing bouts tonight at the club. For a worthy cause, too. Will you put this show card advertising these fights in your show window?"
The owner of the candy store said that he would. Just as he was about to put that placard into the window, he noticed that on the placard advertising that fight was a picture of one of the fighters. The old man looked at this picture on the placard in amazement. Yeah, he looked at that picture on that placard in amazement, for he saw that the picture of the fighter on the placard was a picture of the boy who had just beaten him up. Immediately, the old man rushed down to the police station with that placard in his hand. He showed the picture of the boy to the police. With the police that night, he went out to those fights. At the fights that night, the old man and the police went right down to the ringside to arrest that boy. But as they did get to the ringside, they saw that the boy's fight was already underway. It was then that the boy saw the police with the old man that he'd beaten up. The boy knew he was going to be arrested. Maybe that took the heart out of him. For that night, this boy, who had never been defeated before, took the worst beating of his life. When the fight was over that night, the police arrested that boy. He was taken to jail. The next day, the boy was brought into court. As he stood before the judge said to him,
"Son, you've been arrested for beating up an old man in a candy store. Have you anything to say in your own defense?"
For a moment, there was silence in that courtroom. Then the boy looked the judge squarely in the eye and he said, "Your Honor, I am guilty of beating up this old man. Now I'll tell you why I did it. This old man is a murderer. Oh, you can't convict him of murder. He didn't illegally kill anyone. It's just that many years ago, he drove a woman to suicide. A woman who was my mother. My father." And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest will be the famous movie star Linda Darnell and the famous sports star Babe Diedrichsen. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the News of the Day newsreels at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. Now, till next Friday night at the same time, when our guests will be Linda Darnell and Babe Diedrichsen, this is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the corker shaker man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the corker shaker man, and loves to sing. He told you to tell the sports hero of the inside dope he really knows. So listen any Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, savings are an investment in your own future. Invest your savings in the United States of America. Buy U.S. savings bonds. Please, Mr. and Mrs. America, no more requests for the poem about the duck hunter which Bill Stern used 3 weeks ago. It will be repeated in the near future. Ida Lupino appeared on this program tonight, courtesy of Emerald Productions. Tomorrow night, here at Colgate's Hour of Fun, hilarious Judy Canova, followed immediately by A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Portions of the Bill Stern Show tonight were transcribed.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.